Open your fight.
All right, open the House Committee on Rules for Wednesday, March 5th, 2014. And open a work session on Senate Bill 1515. Erin, please.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1515 is before you this morning. I'm going to call your attention to the Dash 3 amendment that is before you as well. The contents of the Dash 3 amendment were previously heard and seen in Senate Bill 1504. I'll just quickly review them. They expand the list of prior violations that prohibited an individual from being paid circulator, amend time period paid circulators, criminal records check is valid, permits name of candidate nominated from more than one district office to appear on ballot more than once, permits elector who submitted ballot and unsigned return identification envelope to remain on active voter rolls, resolve discrepancy regarding the date in which challenged ballot records may be released to the public, resolve certification date discrepancy for write-in ballots, limits prohibition on electioneering to business hours, permits person to show person's own marked ballot to another person. The difference from that bill and this is there is an emergency clause on this measure in which to allow the Secretary of State's office to take the necessary actions to implement these changes ahead of the upcoming election cycle. There's a no revenue and no fiscal impact on the Dash 3 amendment.
Any questions, comments from the committee? Yes.
To clarify, the amendment deletes lines 4 through 31 on page 1 and 2, and so it doesn't do what
it,
does it?
It does not do. It replaces the underlying measure entirely. So it removes any reference to a work group regarding study of internet voting. It's okay. A complete replacement of that underlying measure.
If I may follow up once with counsel. So what I thought I was hearing was something about the original bill that had to do with showing a ballot on the internet. Mm-hmm. And that, so mm-hmm. This doesn't have anything to do with that anymore?
This does have to do with the underlying 1504 that was passed. That did have to do, which had a piece of it that talked about displaying a marked ballot on some sort of social media site. Okay. This is a measure that is the same as that, but it has an emergency clause on it. The original measure that passed both the Senate and the House, which was Senate Bill 1504, did not have an emergency clause on it, therefore wouldn't have gone into effect to allow the Secretary of State to make these corrections and changes ahead of the upcoming election cycle.
Can I just do one more to clarify? Yeah. So we got page 11, lines 26 and 27. Language that is now stricken is that it says a person may not show the person's own marked ballot to another person to reveal how it was marked.
Correct.
So that's where that change is being implemented?
That was also in the other bill.
That was also new.
That is not a new provision. The only new provision is the emergency clause.
Oh.
If I could, Madam Chair.
Representative Barnhart.
Just so I understand, we passed the other bill.
Correct.
It's gone to the governor's desk.
Correct.
This, the only thing this does is add the emergency clause to a bill that passed the House and the Senate. Thank you. That takes care of it.
What was the bill number on that again?
Representative Kenner.
A couple of questions. What was, I don't recall the vote count on the previous measure.
What was the bill
you voted no.
That would be my recollection, but I wanted to confirm that.
Madam Chair, Representative Kennenberg, it was Senate Bill 1504, and Representative Holvey is correct. You did vote no in committee.
Thank you. Yes, good
memory. You voted yes.
Yes, and I guess the other thing is in Section 1, it's some rather interesting provisions about requiring a large list of stipulations for paid petition gatherers. I guess by virtue of it being here, LC thinks it's constitutional. Is that a fair assumption? Because I just think there's some pretty big questions raised by this. I don't know, maybe Secretary of State's office would like to speak to this issue.
Gina, would you come up and introduce yourself?
Sorry to put
for the
you
record
on the spot, Gina. But.
Chair Hoyle, members of the committee, my name is Gina Sedlick, Chief of Staff for Secretary of State Kate Brown. I will not speak for LC as I no longer can do that. However, it is my understanding that it is that this section, the ORS 250-048, not specifically the changes we're implementing today, but in general, goes to help regulate the provision in the Oregon Constitution that prohibits paying per signature. So by having people register with the Secretary of State, help us police that and enforce that provision, is my understanding.
Any other questions? Comments? Okay.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 3 amendment to Senate Bill 1515.
Vice Chair Holvey moves to adopt the Dash 3 amendments, Senate Bill 1515. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? If not, objection. Okay,
I withdraw my objection on the amendment.
Okay.
No objection.
No objection to the amendment. If not, the amendment is adopted.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 1515 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Holvey moves Senate Bill 1515 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Don't expect to support this as last time.
So. Right. What we'll do, would you please call the roll?
1504 with an emergency clause on it. 1504 didn't have one
excused
previously, so that's redoing that.
Excused.
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
No.
Representative Kenemer?
No.
Representative Smith Warner?
Thank you.
Aye.
Vice Chair Hicks?
No.
Vice Chair Holvey?
Aye.
Chair Hoyle?
Aye. Motion passes. Motion passes. Representative Holvey, would you like to carry this again? You did so well the first time.
If we lose a few more votes, it might work. That'd be great.
Representative Holvey will be carrying it, and
are we adjourned?
And committee is adjourned.
For Bill Cosby.
Committee is adjourned.